14 to midday as we check in with the local theatre scene today. We haven't been able to say that for a while, but Block is bringing Mamma Mia to her Madge. Don't those words sound wonderful? Next month, and one of the stars of the show is Sarah Landry. She joins me in studio this morning. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Ballarat.
Thank you.
Your partner is a rather famous Ballarat boy.
He is. My partner is Jason Wosley. He's an opera singer, and he trained for years in Ballarat under Bob Lemke and went on to win the Scenaria.
How cool
so
is that?
So he's got quite the following, especially in Ballarat.
As part of South Street. How did he coerce you to come to our fair city?
Well, his family is still here, and he didn't really have to coerce
Good.
Me. I love Ballarat.
Good.
I really love it. It's such a beautiful, beautiful city, and I'm just so rapt that we made the move, yeah.
Sarah, everyone I talk to about Block's Mamma Mia says, I can't believe we've got Sarah Kate Landry coming to play the part of Donna. What a coup. You know it reasonably well, this part, don't you?
I do. I covered this role in the Australian tour. That was 3 or 4 years ago now, and we travelled to all the major cities in Canberra and yeah, so I played this role quite a lot. So I came into this cast quite late in the day and then just it all came back to me somehow. So, yeah, it's in there. It's a really special show for me, actually, because I fell pregnant doing this show professional tour, and I've just got such special memories about it. And
Have rehearsals been important?
Oh, not only important, but they've been a joy. The cast are so lovely. Everyone wants to be there. Everyone is putting their best in, and it's just a really nice feel. I'm so glad I'm doing this. Yeah.
Let's go back in time, Sarah. Can we go back
in time, please,
to when you were, well, you're still young these days, but when you were a real youngster, when you started out, 2001 with the production company Mac and Mabel. Tell us how that journey, where did your theatre journey begin?
Well, I was still at college. I was studying a performing arts course at Dance World, and part of our studies were having to go for auditions. And we had to do 2 auditions in our final year, and one was for Mac and Mabel, the production company. And it starred Caroline O'Connor, and production companies only go for a couple of weeks. And so it was a real crash course in professional performance. And to have someone like that to look up to, Caroline, who's an icon, was unbelievable. My eyes were really open doing that. The next audition I did was for Starlight Express, and I was lucky enough to get into that show too. So as soon as my college finished, I was off to Germany.
As you do.
Yeah. And
as a professional theatre performer, you must have had to pinch yourself.
I was so green too. Like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. It was just this. Starlight Express is a mega musical.
Yeah.
The whole theatre was built for the show. The show's on roller skates. And as I was watching the show, I didn't even think to research which one my character was going to be. So I was watching going, oh, I'd like to play her. Like, I just had no idea. There was no internet really then.
Yeah.
So,
and how were your roller skating skills?
Well, when I started, almost non-existent.
Yeah.
But they have skating coaches there. So we did 3 months of intense training before we opening night. But I did fall over on opening night. I won't forget that.
Look at me. I'm going to fall over. That way everyone will.
Everyone fell over at some point. Just, I wish it hadn't happened on opening night. But anyway.
So from Germany to London, is that
yes.
right?
Yes. So I didn't have any contacts in London at that point, and I literally just tagged along with my English mates and just turned up on the day for an audition for Saturday Night Fever. And it's a big no-no to go in without an audition.
Okay. What, directors get a bit grumpy at you?
Oh, casting directors get a bit annoyed if you just turn up. I'm not sure if that's the same in Australia, but in London they were very strict on that. But I went in and begged, and they said if I stayed all day, I could go in the last group. So I stayed all day.
And they came good on that promise?
Yeah,
they
let me audition.
Wow.
And do you know what? I got it. Woo! So
I can see a bit of a pattern here, you know.
Well, yes, at this point I started to think, oh, this industry is really easy. I don't know what people are complaining about.
Have you been rejected for parts before?
Oh, well, see, I had a really good run at the start.
Yeah.
So after I did Saturday Night Fever, that was in London on the West End, when that show finished, I did the last year and then the show closed. So then there was nothing for me. So I started auditioning for other things there, and that's when I realised it's hard. I auditioned for Wicked over there, and in London, you should just see they've got thousands and thousands of people auditioning for these shows, lining blocks down the street. And I was like, how is this going to work? Mm. So they literally culled people, 50 people at a time.
Goodness, it must be cruel. There'd be some tears, wouldn't
it? It was ridiculous. Yeah. They gave us a technical routine, which is good for me because I was quite a technical dancer at that stage. And then they would just cull. But they didn't even see me. I was up the back. You know, there's just no chance.
And you were culled?
Yeah.
Didn't get a look at
they didn't
Sarah
even see
Landy
me.
At all.
I'm sure they didn't see me because there were just so many people in the room. And that's when things got hard. Mm. Yeah.
So back to Australia and boy, oh boy, some big productions you've been in too. Miss Saigon.
Oh,
Cats,
Miss Saigon was
Billy
incredible.
Elliot, Mary Poppins. Yep. I know it's like picking your favourite child, but can you pick your favourite show, Sarah?
Oh, they're all so different for different reasons. I love Miss Saigon. The music in that show is iconic and beautiful and it's emotional and it has a great storyline. And then there are other shows like that are just fun to do. Mm. You know, Mamma Mia is one
that
of those.
That would have to be one, yeah.
Shows that are fun to do because you actually get to connect a lot with the audience. There's a big mega mix at the end when you can actually look. The lights come up, everyone gets up and dances, and there's not a better feeling than that. And also every time you leave the show, you leave in a great mood.
Yeah, you would. A natural high, huh?
Yeah, where Miss Saigon, you can leave a bit down because it's such a sad... sad story. So the pros and cons to every show.
Hey, Sarah, on this program every couple of weeks, we have our radio vet on the program, Dr. Stuart Greedy.
Yes.
He, of course, is starring in the show alongside you. I've been trying from various sources to get some dirt on the good doctor. Can you help?
You're not going to get any dirt from me. He is so perfect for this role. I can't tell you. The first day I saw him do this role, I looked at our director, Matt Henderson, and I was like, where did you find this guy? Because he is perfect for this role. Awesome.
What's it like working with Matt? We've had Matt on the show. He's a good get, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fantastic. And his experience in the musical theatre industry, he just understands every facet of the industry. So I've never had a director go, you're going to be walking off wing one and you're going to do a right shoulder pass past this person. This automation's going to come in. Like, you know, he's just over it all. Yeah.
Why should we go and see Block's Mamma Mia?
Oh, because I think now is the time to see a show like that.
Yep.
I think this cast has been rehearsing this show for over a year and a half. It's been cancelled because of COVID, delayed because of this and that. Everyone is so excited to get onto this stage finally that I think the love and happiness and joy is just going to be spilled out into the audience. Mm. So if you are looking for a good time and for a show that has a good storyline, it's bring your tissues too because there is like an emotional arc in this show for sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be great for all ages. And I think, yeah, definitely come. And the cast are amazing. Like the two women that work next to me, Jessica Ryan and Elizabeth Hardiman, they are both comedians. They're natural comedians. And the way they deliver their lines makes me laugh out loud as my character, even when I'm not supposed to. I have to really be careful not to laugh. Because they're just fantastic.
Well, Sarah Landy, we are so looking forward to seeing this. I've got three daughters. Whenever they get together, which is not that often these days, they pull out the Mamma Mia DVD.
Yes.
They love it. They've booked their tickets already.
Excellent.
And I'm sure they're a great example of not just females, but everyone in Ballarat flocking back to Her Madge to enjoy Mamma Mia the musical, May 12 to 23, presented by Block. Sarah Landy, break a leg. Thanks for joining
us
on Ballarat today.
Thanks very much.